Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Jason Mackey is brought to you by Westminster College. Fall open house, November 1st, westminster.edu for more details. How we doing, Mr. Mackey?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Westminster College, New Wilmington, PA, great place to be in the fall if you've never been. Sucked me in.
What's it like in the fall? That's different than here.
It's prettier.
Is it?
You've got land, you've got trees, you've got leaves, you've got all of that stuff. I don't know. There's a certain vibe to being up there, yeah.
Like, and a quality education.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
That too. But I, you know, spent a lot of time broadcasting football games up there. Went up there in high school on like my recruiting visit. That was a lot of fun. Very special. Very special place to me.
Can
we
I
appreciate
ask you
them?
A personal question?
Depends on how personal we're getting here, brother.
Do you have to work for the Post Gazette to get a Post Gazette hat? That's a pretty dope hat.
Thanks, man.
A Nike Post Gazette hat. I want it bad. I always want.
I can see what I can do. You donated some of your time on my Saturday Conversations podcast. The least
donated
we can do is probably
your time.
Donated.
You did.
Wow.
Probably
you.
your most listened to podcast of all time.
I know it. We actually had to back up our servers because so many people were on there at the same time when they had you and your headset that looked like you were landing planes in your backyard.
That's because deep somewhere in India, I have a lot of people on my payroll.
Okay.
They actually listen to our show every day. They juice the numbers, and it's the same thing with your podcast.
I mean, whatever. Do what you got to do, man. Mm-hmm. Business is tough out there.
Yep, whatever works.
How are you guys doing?
We're great, I think.
Yeah, Steelers-Patriots coming up.
Yep.
On Sunday at 1 o'clock, which
I heard
always...
some good defensive conversation.
On this show or elsewhere?
No, here. You guys are crushing it. I like it. Talking about Keanu Benton out of position. Couldn't agree more. I'm a little confused why we haven't sort of admitted that.
Right.
Stopping the run, seeing more Cole Holcomb.
I don't understand quite the drafting of Y.A. Black, who is, from a size perspective, a prototypical modern-day nose tackle, and a guy that also can rush the passer a little bit. And the reason he fell in the draft is because you're only going to play that like 25-30% of the time. He's an athlete. If it were 20 years ago, I think the guy's a first or second round draft pick, and you're not going to give him an opportunity to do it? Come on now.
The Steelers are in love with moving players that they don't, that they've, from their original spot of where they played in college. They're in love with it. I mean, we can go through in the last 5 years how many guys never played the original spot that they played, whether it's even, you know, tackle, right tackle or left tackle.
It goes all the way back to Kendrick Green.
Yes.
Who played very limited center at Illinois. And they're like, you, sir, you can have Marquise Pouncey's number. You can play center from day one. And let's make sure like, this will work great. And he wasn't big enough for it. And he was terrible at it.
I mean, Faltano played left tackle more in college than he played right. Mm-hmm. Now he's a right tackle. Broderick played left tackle in college more than he played right. They started him as a right tackle. I mean, you could go down the
list. Caleb Johnson was not a kickoff guy last year at Iowa. He's a kickoff guy this year for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I mean, Peyton Wilson, you know, he played linebacker, but he was more of a move around, different type of linebacker in college. He's like a rover, safety linebacker. Now he plays off the ball, linebacker downhill. Like, that's not why he got drafted in the third round.
It's Pirates-esque, Mackie.
Doran's blowing my mind with that observation.
There's so many guys. I had never
put all of that together until right now. It's scary. I mean, it's so obvious on the defensive line with Y.A. Black and Keanu Benton. Like, Benton is not a nose. He's getting pushed around like it. You want to put him on the outside a little bit more. I want somebody who's 340 clogging up the middle. Why are we resisting this? But that's a really good point.
Look at DeMarvin Leal. We can go back.
He's going to play outside backer this week.
I mean, how many times has he moved positions since he's been a Steeler?
Where do you think it starts? That they've had success like taking a defensive end in a 4-3 and making him an outside linebacker in a 3-4?
That's what they did with Joey Porter back in the day.
It's almost like Lamar Woodley, too. Like, it's almost like you got hopped up on this this idea that you can do this with anybody.
And that was a market inefficiency back in the day. Like, Joey Porter, went in the third round because he was a tweener, and they said, okay. Well, 10 years later, he would have been a first-round draft pick. And they were able to identify that when other teams had problems with it. But it's 2025 now. It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely Pirates-esque, though. Mm-hmm. You're right. That's what everybody's a utility player. Everybody can play first base. Everybody can play the outfield. Like, no. How about we just find a position, maybe where you used to play, and stick to it?
One of the things that always, of late, has perked my ears up with Tomlin is when he starts talking about guys being versatile, it actually makes me mad.
Right.
Because, Jalen Ramsey, he's so versatile. Okay, put him on Garrett Wilson and let him shut his ass down. Right.
Yeah.
He's a lockdown, shutdown corner. Can he play safety? Sure. Can he play slot? Absolutely. What's he best at? He's best at locking down the other team's number one guy. Let him do it. Oh, Minka Fitzpatrick. Oh, you're a ball hawk. Whenever you're playing that robber role, you're picking off six passes a year and you're returning a couple of them for touchdowns. Right. Oh, go play center field. When you hear the word versatile out of Tomlin, it makes me go, oh, they're not going to know how to use this guy the right way. And on the offensive side, I have more faith in Arthur Smith, but Jonnu Smith, he's a jack of all trades. Oh, crap. They're not going to get the most out of this guy. It's been a tale as old as time now with this administration. 412-928-9370.
Which is shocking. They haven't moved Darnell to tackle by now.
Right. And that would be the one that I think we would kind of welcome.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not going to do that, I wouldn't think, midseason because it's a big bite out of the apple. But they're also not utilizing him enough. You heard Rodgers yesterday say, or 2 days ago, talk about the red zone. They throw the ball to Darnell Washington on the two-point play. More of that, please. That guy's an alley-oop waiting to happen. He's 300 pounds, 100%, no questions asked, and he can leap, and he can run like a gazelle. We saw in that first preseason game, they could be getting more out of that guy, and they're not.
I know this isn't a sexy topic with Darnell Washington. I'd like to see him block more. You've given up 7 sacks through 2 games. You have a 41-year-old quarterback who's getting creamed. You have this guy who is effectively a swing tackle, a tight end. You can do a little bit more with him and provide some help to your tackles who, oh, by the way, have been two of the worst in the NFL. Why are they not taking advantage of what he can do in the pass blocking?
Because
game, passing game, blocking. You know,
that
whatever.
Takes an effective player off the field, a skill player. So, okay. Like, think about it. Like, what would you
it's
pick
gonna
your
take
poison?
A really, well, my poison is keeping my quarterback healthy. But and right now, they're not on a track to do that.
And then you can't run all the plays that you want to run that can actually score points. Like, I get it. I'm with you, too. But, like, it's kind of hard.
I know. It's a push and pull, man.
It is.
For right now, I need you to show that you can, like, walk and jog a little bit before we're going to go full-blown sprint. And if Aaron Rodgers takes the beating that he took on Sunday every week, he ain't making it through week 8.
No.
There's no way.
No, and really anybody. But especially when you consider it's a 41-year-old quarterback.
Yeah, and I'm not sitting here saying, I really need more pass-blocking help. Like, no,
but you kind of do, though. Like, you, but it's like do. It's like, all right, do we want to protect Broderick Jones? Do we want to protect this offensive line and protect Aaron Rodgers secondarily? Or, you know, do we have faith that these guys will be NFL players and figure it out? so we can actually run our offense. Like, you're just handcuffing yourself whenever you have to do that all the time. Now, sometimes, yeah, okay, of course. Like, Darnell has a spot on this team, and it's a very vital role. But if you have to go into a game in game plan where we have to keep Darnell in all the time, you're in trouble.
I know, because you're robbing Peter to pay Paul at that point. Jonnu Smith has 72 snaps this year, Pat Freiermuth 59, Darnell Washington 49. Here's the other thing. If you're going to keep him in a lot, he has to run routes. He has to run a ton of routes, particularly early in a football game. And that way it's not, oh, Darnell's out there. They're probably going to pitch it to the left because that's a moose who can block and get to the second level. So if he's going to play as much almost as Pat Freiermuth, he's got to be more of a factor in the passing game, Darnell Washington.
I would just have him just stand over the middle of the ball, like in the middle of the field, 5 yards over the ball, and just stand there. Just if Aaron Rodgers is scanning the field, just throw it to your 6'8 tight end, and he's going to get 5 yards every time. I would just be like, hey, Chip, and go stand in the middle of the field. So I have at least a safety valve to throw to.
Yep. Hey, Harold Landry, bang.
Yep, boom.
Next thing you know, you're in the middle of the field. I love that. He can – you see in the past, like I've been at Steelers camp, and it's the backs-on-backers drill, but then they'll do the tight ends against the outside pass rushers. And Tomlin gets real mad when the tight ends lock up the outside guys. This is one that can win that matchup routinely. They need to utilize him more creatively.
Does he become a tackle full-time, you guys think? I actually don't want to see it. I actually want him to stay at tight end.
It'd be smart for him to do it. It'd be smart for him to do it. He'd make more money.
That's a good point.
Get all that cheddar, man.
Yep. He'd make a lot more money. And you'd have to do it like literally in February. Start.
Yeah.
Good offensive line facility in Arizona and just your tackle. Make a lot of money.
Hey, Darnell, you don't have to gain any weight.
But think about it. If you're Darnell Washington, what is this, year three for him?
Yeah.
So he moves the tackle. He has an unbelievable year next year. You're going to play one good year of tackle, and you're going to get paid millions. Wow. You have a decent year at tight end next year. What are you going to make? You're going to franchise, maybe. You're a blocking tight end.
He would sign some low-paying deal. Right.
I'd do it.
And here's the thing. I don't want to see it if we continue to see his role grow.
Right.
If they utilize him as this jump ball guy in the red zone. If you're throwing him the ball in situations and he's making plays. But if he's not, and Broderick Jones stinks, yeah, I'd give it a shot. Absolutely. 412-928-9370. That was the defense. We'll flip to the offense with Mr. Mackey coming up next. Mackey's matchups. Do we like that? Mackey's matchups.
I like that.
A little alliteration.
Ooh, alliteration. Good job, Crowley.
I couldn't say alliteration, though.
That's our daily journalism lesson. Crowley knows what alliteration is.
That's right.
You asked me what sick was the other day.
Was it again? Mackey's what?
Mackey's matchups.
Wow.
And we got Caffeine Callus, too.
What was that superhero that we were talking about?
Shrimp Man.
Shrimp Man versus Caffeine Callus.
Oh, I do not like Shrimp Man's chances.
No way. Caffeine Callus is probably
Shrimp
undefeated.
Man will get eaten up.
My wife made pasta with shrimp the other day. I took my life. Put it in her hands with that could be radioactive shrimp. I said, baby, you sure you want to do this?
I'm so glad you finished that sentence.
What do you mean?
You just started with, I took my life, and then you paused.
Yeah, Poltergeist Crowley hosting the show over here. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Big time national insider on Aaron Rodgers. That's where we'll go with the offense next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And in the year that you get Aaron Rodgers and they get the upgrade, you know, when you look at all the quarterback injuries now, and there's five quarterbacks who are injured and missing time, Rodgers may ask himself in a quiet moment if he should have just waited for a serious quarterback injury and not signed on with the team. Because if things don't change quickly, he's not going to get that playoff berth that he wants to cap his career with.
Mike Florio. Saying maybe Aaron Rodgers wishing he was elsewhere. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jason Mackey with us for this entire hour. Jason is brought to you by Westminster College. Exceptional education that is genuinely affordable. I think it's a little early for that kind of talk. I think Rodgers has played good football through 2 weeks. Pat Bostic was on with us yesterday and was fabulous in breaking down the intricacies of Rodgers' game against Seattle, and he definitely did not play as bad as the statistics would indicate. He didn't get a lot of help. He had a touchdown turned into an interception. He got sacked three times, and he also had a drop from Pat Freiermuth, a couple of drops from DK Metcalf. I think Rodgers knows he can play. I think Rodgers is probably disappointed in the defense. He probably thought he'd come here, play well, and the defense would help him get some wins, but it is just two games. But it's interesting because Minnesota, your next opponent after the Patriots, J.J. McCarthy was the guy standing in the way of Rodgers going to Minnesota. Well, now he's been hurt, and the reports coming out of Minnesota are, if Carson Wentz plays well, why would they cede it back to J.J.? So do you think Rodgers is rethinking things right now?
No.
Me neither.
Not at all. Not at all. I think he's happy where he's at. I think he actually does love the city of Pittsburgh, loves the tradition of Pittsburgh, loves the autonomy he probably has in the offense, knows that, you know, can get on. I mean, it'd be different if Minnesota was lighting it up right now. Like, maybe he would think about it a little bit, like, man, like, you know, Justin Jefferson, you know, he's had 150 yards a game, and you know, this offense looks like it's highly potent. Like, they haven't really done anything. You know, even with J.J. McCarthy in there, if he was out, like, I don't think he's thinking about it at all. I think he's fine.
They'd have to be like 2-9 and Minnesota Steelers, be sitting there like 9-2 and then go, well, I made a poor choice.
Mm-hmm. It's two games.
Right.
It's two games, and the offense has been just fine. I have no issues with the questions with the Steelers right now. That was a loud one, Crowley.
I know, they always are. Sorry, yeah. Jason. You're not used to it.
I actually do the same thing myself, just generally not into a microphone.
I turn it off.
All right. The issue is the defense. The issue isn't Rodgers. It's two games.
Well, I think
understand.
That's kind of the point, though, is he thought he was coming in here and he was going to play well, because, of course, he's going to think he's going to play well. And then, hey, if I put up 20 points, we're going to win a game because we got a great defense.
Yeah, it's been two games. Yeah, but chill out from Aaron Rodgers' perspective. Now, from a fan's perspective, I think that looks different because you're looking back to last season. This isn't a one-game thing, and I think it's probably frustrating for people when the Steelers are acting like this season is completely anew, like last year didn't happen. But you know what? For Aaron Rodgers, it didn't. If we're talking about his psyche, I don't see why he would suddenly be upset two games into the season.
Yeah, I don't think he's there. In fact, I've been really impressed by Rodgers and his leadership publicly since they brought him in, since calling Roman Wilson out, but respectfully during camp, to the way he handled his post-game press conference this week. I think Rodgers is this kind of steady hand right now, which is kind of wild. whenever the outside perception was he was going to be the dude to come in here mm-hmm. and rock the boat. And you can see by this theory that Florio throws out there why Rodgers would be so distrusting of the media. It's not like Florio said, well, I'm hearing from Rodgers' people. He's just saying, I wonder if, and then that takes off.
Right.
And all of a sudden, well, Rodgers is having buyer's remorse.
Right, exactly.
Right. I think...
There's a lot of reasons to be distrustful of media. I'm a member of the media. I don't disagree with you, man. I see where athletes are coming from. Being misquoted, people with agendas, all that crap. I mean, Doran, you saw it from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. You and I could talk about this for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a very big importance that both sides have to tell an accurate story and an informed story. Mm-hmm. But
there needs to be validity behind it, though. Like,
right.
It needs to be valid. Like, don't just throw... But we live in this day and age. It's different than it was 10 years ago. Like, even just a decade ago, it's way different now, where it's like, all right, if I throw something out there, I get all the clicks.
Yep.
Right.
Get all the likes. Mm-hmm. Like, even though Aaron Rodgers didn't say this, I know that people are going to run with it, just like you said. That's where it's gone away. Journalism has gone to a different place, in my opinion.
That's because everybody's a journalist now, right?
Everybody.
Yeah, they fancy themselves that.
No, they ain't. This would be a great show or a great podcast. I'm serious. This whole discussion. But well, accurately do it.
But they are, though, right? I mean,
no, I'm not disagreeing with you.
In your mind, they're not. But, like, you look at what matters now, and it's, you look at this random guy that has, you know, Pickensburg or whatever his name is, and he has 100,000 followers, then they think they're journalism, and people think that they are because they have 100,000 followers.
No, I completely agree with you, Doran, and it's a gigantic problem. I'm just saying, from somebody on the inside that makes his living doing this stuff, like, if you're reading something
and cultivating
from me that
real
says,
relationships.
Says sources, like, you... Bet you're behind. That's coming from a place, an informed place.
For sure.
Somebody who's making that decision. Mm-hmm. I'm not guessing at that point. And you go to painstaking lengths to get that. It's a lot of like lost conversations, unreturned phone calls, messages, all this stuff. Like,
so you're
I'm not
probably more pissed than somebody like Aaron Rodgers then.
Well, I don't even think would Florio
more pissed than somebody like Dan Rodgers,
like, because there's people out here to just throw stuff out there, and you're putting it on the legwork. And actually trying to get stuff.
It's constantly infuriating.
Right.
But I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't necessarily think Florio did anything wrong. He was sort of looking at it through his eyes, what Rodgers could be thinking. Of course he knew what he was doing. Of course he did.
I'm always amazed that everything in the NFL, anything anybody says, it like catches fire.
Yeah.
Well, right? Like, he's not purporting facts.
You got the Dove Clymans.
He's just saying words.
And who's the dog?
Oh, my God, look at what Mike Florio said.
I love
Florio.
Doesn't
matter if it's real.
West Virginia guy.
I know that, but I'm saying, like, it doesn't have to be rooted in reality. He's not reporting actual things that he knows
right,
that Aaron Rodgers is feeling.
Correct.
He's just saying something, and we're reacting to it like it's gospel.
Right.
That's insane.
Well, I don't think we're reacting to it as if it's gospel.
Some people are.
I think it's an interesting talking point. Like, do you think Rodgers could be, not saying that he is, do you think he could be regretting his decision with the J.J. McCarthy thing going down? But I also think it's a little too early for that. I think it's a little too early for that. And he says he wants to have fun, and I believe him with that. I think Rodgers, if he plays all season long, stays healthy, and the Steelers finish with a winning record, I think he feels comfortable walking off into the sunset. I don't think his goal was to come in here and win a Super Bowl. Now, if it happened, of course. Like, that's what he wants. Like, that's what he's striving for. But you can shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you land among the stars.
If Broderick Jones doesn't pick it up, he's going to be crawling into the sunset.
Well, and then he might regret it. if he gets folded in half like a lawn chair. Like, I saw this video on social media yesterday of someone at Idlewild doing the anti-gravity thing, and she was like 60 years old, and instead of being straight up against the wall, she got folded in half. If that's what Rodgers looks like when the season's over, yeah, he might just regret playing altogether. But we're not there yet. We're two games in. 412-928-9370. Coming up next, Christopher Price has covered the Patriots for 21 years. His career can drink. That's a real journalist, Mackie. He's going to join us with his view from the other side. Coming up next on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football talk on the fan, brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 3 matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Even a writer can afford that, Mackie. Visit
right.
ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
I don't appreciate your sarcasm.
Today, I work in radio, man. It's not like I'm Bob Pompiani over here. Some TV star. Our next guest we've had on a bunch in the past, Christopher Price, has covered the Patriots for 21 years. His career is old enough to drink. We only bring on the best. Chris, how are you doing today? Boston Globe treating you well?
They are, man. It's a pretty good gig. They let me write about what I want to write about. And, you know, there's a team here that's just interesting enough to be newsworthy on a regular basis. So I get on the front page from time to time. So it's all good.
A new old coach in Vrabel and maybe the next one at quarterback. Do Patriots fans think that Drake May might not be the next Tom Brady, but might be the next franchise guy? And what are you seeing out of the young guy?
Look, he's never going to be Brady. And I think that a lot of people have finally kind of come to terms with that. But they're also comfortable in the fact that he's not the next Mac Jones. I'll put it that way. So he's somewhere in the middle, at least right now, probably closer to Brady than Mac Jones, especially after last week. Look, he continues to kind of find this upward trajectory, which is nice. And I do a podcast with Chris Hogan, and Hogan has said, like, look, the offense is not right now. The offense is not perfect, but it's certainly headed in the right direction with a guy like May, because we saw last week against the Dolphins finally kind of lean into that athleticism. He ran for a touchdown. He threw for two more. His pocket presence is improving. Last year, if things started to break down, he would have taken off like a scalded dog. Now he kind of moves and adjusts and finds the open receiver. You're starting to see more and more positives out of him, which I think leads a lot of people around here to believe that he could very well be the next guy. The biggest question, and we saw some of it last week, the biggest question is his ability to mesh with Josh McDaniels. And I think we're starting to see that more and more come through. Again, last week I thought was a great sign in his overall development.
Yeah, that's my next question. Was Josh McDaniels, I mean, what is his third or fourth time around being the Patriots offensive coordinator?
Third time.
Do people believe in him getting the most out of Drake May for the full term, not just right now and not just this season, but for Drake May's career as the Patriots' starting quarterback? Do people believe that Josh McDaniels can be that vessel for him playing at a high level?
I think there's more optimism than pessimism when it comes to the long-term future of Josh McDaniels and Drake May working together. Again, you know, this is a guy who continues to kind of move in the right direction. I think the opener was a little bit rough, and McDaniels kind of put it on his shoulders because I think they called three running plays in the second half. Now, part of that is just because of the flow of the game, but there was a concern that his skill set would not mesh with what Josh wanted, or, you know, kind of the game plan or the offensive philosophy that Josh McDaniels has. But so far, you know, with a handful of, you know, series against the Raiders in the opener, it's looked okay. It has. It's looked okay. And again, I think there's more reason for optimism here when you talk about Drake May and Josh McDaniels working together. At the very least, you know, you talk about the short term. At the very least, a lot of people around here give Josh McDaniels the benefit of the doubt because he was the one guy who was able to unlock Mac Jones for a year. He got him to the playoffs. And so, look, if he can do that with Mac Jones, he can certainly do that with a guy who I think is better than Mac.
Christopher, I wanted to ask you about the Patriots defense specifically. I know here in Pittsburgh we've spent a lot of time talking about the Steelers' inability to stop the run, pressure the quarterback, all that stuff. There's pretty good amount of concern here. What's it like in New England? What's been the strength and weakness of the defense, and sort of what have been any conversations up there leading, you know, around the Steelers' offense?
The strength is the front four, specifically guys like Milton Williams and Christian Barmore and Harold Landry. Those guys have done a really good job getting after the quarterback. The front end has done its job when it comes to getting pressure on opposing passers. They're one of the best pass rush teams so far through two games in the National Football League, which is astounding because last year they had 19 sacks all season. They were the worst team in the league when it comes to getting after the quarterback. The biggest difference, and you guys are going to see this on Sunday, the biggest difference with this defensive front, it's all about pushing upfield. Under Belichick and Mayo, the front four, it was more about occupying space, you know, the traditional kind of Vince Wilfork guys, the Tommy Kelly guys, the Ted Washington guys, where they would kind of occupy two and three blockers, and then that would open things up for linebackers to kind of fly around and make plays. This group, it's all about pushing upfield. It's all about getting after the quarterback, and that's resulted in kind of some swings and misses in the backfield, but at the same time, it's resulted in a lot more sacks this year than they've had in an awful long time. The struggles that they've had are on the back end. They've had some turnover at safety. Kyle Duggar is not playing anywhere as much as he used to. You guys know, I mean, they released Jabril Peppers. He's there. And then the fact that Christian Gonzalez has been out for the first two games at corner. They're really talented young cornerback. He went down with a hamstring issue early in training camp. The question this week is, he returned to practice. He returned to padded practice for the first time since July this week. If he can get enough snaps underneath him where he can play, you know, not the whole game. He's not going to go wire to wire. At least I don't think he's going to go wire to wire against the Steelers. But if he can be out there for a handful of snaps, that changes what they can do all across the board because they can play more man. They can take more chances up front. And again, that has been the strength and the weakness for that group. The other thing, too, and I'll mention this, the linebackers have been a little spotty when it comes to missed tackles. Chris Schnells and Robert Spillane have struggled in that department. I think part of it is just because they face two of the fastest teams on the planet, in the Raiders and the Dolphins right out of the gate. But I think that's also something to look for come Sunday.
Christopher Price from the Boston Globe, one of the best beat writers in the country, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Did you say before you host a podcast with Hogan, with Chris
Hogan?
Yeah,
I know. That's a tough name in Pittsburgh, isn't it?
Just 9 catches, 180 yards, and 2 touchdowns in an AFC Championship game. I think he's still open somewhere.
We call him 7-11
because he was always open. Mm-hmm. Did you play with Hogan?
Buffalo.
In Buffalo. Yep. Oh my God.
Hogan's the man.
He sucks, Chris.
he's the best. And look, it's funny. We've joked on our podcast before. There's the Chris Hogan drinking game. How long you can go into the broadcast without mentioning the fact that Chris Hogan also played college lacrosse?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And you know how broadcasters are. Like Scotty Miller will catch a ball for the Steelers this week, and one of the broadcasters will go, "Oh, well, boy, he reminds me of that Chris Hogan." For one reason or another. All right, last thing here for you. Jabril Peppers, we only saw him on special teams last week. I think he's going to get a little bit more. He will get some playing time on the defense this week. Does he stink? Why did the Patriots cut him loose?
You know, we still haven't been able to get to the bottom of that, and that is a big question around here. That's been a huge question around here for, you know, ever since they cut him loose because they gave him a big deal last year. And he was coming off a couple of good years. He was like a Bill guy. He was like a Bill Belichick guy. He was cut from the same cloth as like the 2003, 2004, 2005 Patriots. He was like that, you know, you can draw a line all the way back to like Lawyer Malloy, where they've had really good safety play. And he was part of that. And there was some off-field stuff last year that I'm sure you guys know about that, you know, a very real, very serious real-world situation. I'm not going to kind of dismiss that. But there is some conversation up here. I'll just say that something may have happened. From my perspective, having watched him play this spring in OTAs and this summer at camp, he still has something left in the tank. And so I think that he is a guy who the Patriots really liked the last couple of years. And we've seen Vrabel really turn over the locker room. There is no one left in that locker room now who has won a Super Bowl as a member of the Patriots. The last guys they had were Dietrich Wise, Jonathan Jones, and the long snapper Joe Cardona. He got rid of those three guys in the offseason. Not didn't get rid of them, but they didn't re-sign. You know, they didn't show much interest in bringing them back. So there's also that conversation to be had that Peppers was a leader under Mayo, under Belichick. He went back a few years, and they're doing everything they can do to kind of cut ties with the past. And so I think that's also, you know, part of it when you talk about why Jabril Peppers isn't in New England anymore. But they sure could use him when it comes to slowing tight ends because they struggled in the opener against Brock Bowers. So I'm interested to see him. I'm interested to see how he plays, if he plays, how much he plays, and what he's going to look like moving forward. From my perspective, he's still got something to think.
Steelers have 765 tight ends, so that'll be a matchup to watch this week. Christopher Price, Boston Globe, 21st season on the beat, covering the Pats. We always appreciate it, man. Good catching up with you.
My pleasure, guys. Take care. Hopefully we'll talk soon.
Yep. That's going to be great. That's Christopher Price, one of the greats.
Some good stuff in there, probably.
Mm-hmm. He's really good. Tight ends, going to be an issue. All right, Darnell. All right, Jonnu. Hey, Pat, catch a ball, big guy. Whenever your quarterback who's 41 years old gets out of the pocket and throws one 65 yards down the field right on time, you got to catch that ball.
I'm going to text him that you said that.
Please do. Please do. Let him know I said, Pat, next time Rodgers rolls right and drops one in your breadbasket, you better squeeze that thing. Are you really going to text him?
Yeah.
Damn it. All right, one more segment with Mackie coming up next. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Going to be joined by Lee Sterling coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. The question, who wins, Steelers or Pats? Mackie.
Helps to turn on my microphone. I'm staying Steelers.
Wow.
I know.
Homer.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm afraid of being labeled a little bit.
I hate
bit,
picking
but...
the Steelers because everyone calls you a homer right. If you do. We've both taken
the
Pats,
though, by the way.
I think they respond.
I do. I don't think the defense is as bad as it's shown. It worries me a little bit about the pass rush and what Christopher was telling us about how much they've improved this year in getting upfield. And I know that the Steelers have a terrible history in Foxborough. And there's a lot of reasons that would be very easy to pick against the Steelers. And that's why I kind of like picking against them. But no matter what, that's going to be labeled a homer pick. I
homer.
Think the Steelers win. I'm going to go 24-17.
Huh.
You guys are taking the Pats.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think most people are.
Steelers are favored by a point and a half, which is kind of goofy to me. Because prior to the season, when you'd look at the game by game in the odds, the Steelers were an underdog. Now that the season has been played two games,
right.
Now the Steelers are a favorite, even though the Steelers have played a lot more poorly than I thought that they would, particularly on the defensive side of the football.
Well, I think that they think that Aaron Rodgers can dice up that secondary.
Good point by you, Mr. Dickerson.
Yeah, even though they lead the league in sacks, I think that if they don't get home a couple times, that Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf will just take over the game.
Yeah. If Christian Gonzalez plays, he's going to have his work cut out for him. But he's played good corners these last couple weeks. It's not like he hasn't gotten open. The big problem with DK has been the drops that he's had. I wanted to run by this by two fathers and not just one. My daughter yesterday, she said, Dad, where was I before I was born?
And you answered how?
I said, wow. Some things I don't have the answer to, sweetheart. But I'll ask your mother.
Smart.
Go deflect. Ask your mom.
Deflect.
And then you know what she said? Some things I don't have the answer for, sweetheart.
Yep.
And that's pretty much that. That's how that went. Where did I come? It wasn't where did I come from. Where was I before I was born? It's like, oh, little transcendentalist over here, Nora. My God. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got your hat, by the way, Crowley.
I got a hat.
I don't want that to go unmentioned.
What about
before
Dorn?
I get out of here?
He
didn't ask for one.
No.
You don't support journalism? I mean,
I support Mackey.
Yeah.
Why do you hate journalism, Dorn?
Why do you hate Dulac?
Are we considered journalists?
No.
Good.
No, we're entertainers.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll break the occasional Chris Olave story.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Partridge. What story was
Charlie
that?
Charlie Partridge.
Yeah.
What Olave story did
you
break?
The Steelers checked in on Chris Olave.
That's a story?
It wasn't really a story.
Okay. Because you said you broke the story.
I broke some news that they had checked
that was
in
news?
On Olave.
That they checked on a player?
You don't think it's news?
I think, no.
Oh.
I don't. I think trends of checking on players. I think checking on types of players. I think.
Well, you can't get to types if you don't get to specifics. They checked in on Olave. He's a wide receiver. They checked in on wide receivers. Bang. End scene.
Fair enough. Entertainer.
Thank you. Jason, this was delightful as always.
I enjoyed it, guys. An hour earlier. You're not quite as charged up. 8 to 9. 9 to 10, I enjoyed. It's like the last day of school vibes.
It is. It definitely
you guys
is.
Are about to head home for the weekend, yep. and there's some zany stuff. We were a little bit more on the tracks this week, but that's all right.
That's why I brought up my daughter and her questions about the beginning of time. Thought we might go zany there.
I have an answer for that, but I'm going to save it for off air.
Oh. Okay. All right, Lee Sterling going to join us next. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, guys. Have a good
Thanks,
one.
Jason.
Fam Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 84, low of 89.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.